as I say, not as I do. Or if you're the administration, hand over your emails, but we'll be damned if you ever get your hand on ours. And word now, the top administration officials are using private emails and not, let's say, those written as whitehouse.gov to protect their privacy. So they could try and shield themselves, but the folks on whom they're pouncing cannot. To Peter Sutterman and Julie Roginski, Jedediah Bila. Jedediah, oh my, what do you make of this?
I just don't understand why they want to make themselves look guilty. I mean, this is like putting out there, we have something to hide. If you don't have anything to hide, then why don't you just hand over the addresses, make it transparent. This is supposed to be the most transparent administration in history. I have yet to see transparency.
But
I have yet to see
accountability. Maybe we're reading too many sinister motives into this.
I
have multiple email addresses.
We're reading it because they won't disclose the information. If they came out and disclosed the information, maybe there'd be nothing to see.
Okay. All right. What do you make of that, Peter, that there is something sinister afoot here? Because while individuals like you and I, we've got multiple email addresses, those in government should not, or they should all be open for exposure.
So, you know, let's try to be understanding for just a minute here, and let's try to figure out what this was about. What they're saying is that this was about having a separate email that wasn't public so that you wouldn't have to, you know, experience the deluge of email that you would get from the public. A public email address for a big agency head, you know, that's going to get an awful lot of spam, an awful lot of stuff. And you know what? They wanted another email address that they could have to conduct their business. And that's not entirely unreasonable. What's unreasonable here is refusing to disclose it in a FOIA request and refusing to disclose this at all, having no records of this anywhere. That's bad for history, and it's bad for accountability, because then you can never really see what was going on at the top levels of power.
Well, I'm just thinking right now, Julie, no one is emailing anything on any level anywhere, right?
Well, I'm certainly not emailing anybody. But look, this happened, I think Christy Whitman had a similar situation when she was at the EPA, and so did a lot of other Bush EPA administrators. I will split the baby on this. I do think there is some rhyme or reason to not having email that's dedicated just to interoffice and interagency communication, or else you are going to get crazy people emailing you 24/7 and sending you spam. However, I think those emails need to be archived, and those email addresses need to be not necessarily disclosed in a FOIA request, because quite honestly, then the AP publishes them and then everybody has the email addresses anyway, but have it for history so that you can then archive it after you're gone and people know what was in there and they know there was nothing nefarious in them.
All right, we're talking about freedom of information requests here, and that should be fair game, right?
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that you can raise here is that, all right, if you're going to have these private emails, or let's say you and I are just emailing each other, or just the three of us, then that's fair game. If I'm working in the government, I should take it as a given that nothing is private, right? I mean, there are White House logs that say how many times IRS commissioners come to visit you. Everything is there. In other words, that you don't have really much privacy anyway, so get over that notion.
Yeah, these aren't private citizens. These are people who are accountable to us. They pay our salaries. They forget that they work for us. They are public servants. Oftentimes,
so every little thing they say,
policy.
If they're recommending Eric Holder, you did a lousy job in that speech last night, that's all fair game.
I think it's more critical if you're talking about policy. We're not talking about personal private information, social security numbers, stuff that could put them personally at risk.
We don't think.
But if you're a public servant, you're obliged to disclose that information. For example, Kathleen Sebelius, she's responsible for Obamacare implementation. What makes her think that people aren't entitled to see who she's talking to, what she's saying related to policy we're entitled to?
So Peter, you suspect that if someone has a private email or an alternative email address, I think these were all actually government addresses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have an alternative government, that there's something afoul here? Because if there's something afoul here, they wouldn't make it a government address, a government URL or whatever.
I think the worry here is that they can use emails like these to avoid public scrutiny, and in particular to avoid press scrutiny
to be scrutinized, right? You know, people eventually, when the first light of scandal comes up, well, anything and everything. Richard Nixon discovered that the tapes, he thought those were his tapes, and they decided, no, they're not your tapes. They're the nation's tapes. Hand them over.
But we can certainly see them attempting to avoid it. There was a fight with the AP over whether or not get these emails. They tried not in particular to release Kathleen Sebelius's email address.
True.
You know, they don't want people to know about this, and that seems to be part of the purpose behind having these emails.
By the way, note to self here, White House, do not tick off AP now, because they're you walk the dog the wrong way, they're going to call like the canine police on you. That's how bad things have gotten. But what do you make of just where this goes?
To your point about AP, the AP article interestingly did not mention that the Bush administration had done the same thing, so I think
we're not justifying actions,
right? But I'm saying, to your point about the AP, the AP's a little ticked off, or else they probably probably would have mentioned that. But, you know, what if your address is KathleenSebelius@gmail.com, which, by the way, I don't have any evidence is her private email. But
wouldn't that be fun? Let's take
that. Yeah, let's email her.
Email her at gmail.com.
Right, if it is, right. I'm so sorry, Madam Secretary. Okay. But we'll assume that it is her email address. She could just as easily email from that address if she wants to. So is that disclosable? Because that's
I think everything
address?
Is. When you yeah. are a public figure and you are...
What if you're sitting at home and you're emailing your kids?
I think everything is fair game. So you, the notion, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just saying that you are an elected official or an appointed official at a cabinet-level department. There is nothing.
So you have an email exchange with your husband about... I don't know what happened last night, and that's
the privacy of your house. But then don't do it. Then when you accepted this position, you accepted it as
a
public servant.
Every aspect of your life.
I'm just thinking of all the emails I've written here that are going to get me. Maybe what I said, that was a dark and stormy night. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. They're going to be back with us a little later. In the meantime, time for the Gov to show conservatives the love. Chris Christie had his chance today. Why some are already saying, you blew it today. Welcome back. Well, Tony, act like Tiger. Because if Tiger Woods can get back in company's good graces, who's to say you, Anthony Weiner, can't get back in voters' good graces? Nike re-upping with Tiger Woods years after a breakup sorted soap opera with his then-wife chased so many sponsors away. But Nike first signaled things were changing months ago, didn't it? When its winning changes everything ads confirmed that, well, winning changes everything. So Weiner, win and the world is your oyster. And the Tiger Woods analogies I'm using, including his last name, need not be a subject point. All right, back with us is Jedediah Bila, Julie Roginski, and Peter Sudeman. Jedediah, what do you make of this, that everyone can be redeemed?
Well, I think people have a short memory, to be honest, and it happens with politicians. I mean, you look at Bill Clinton, he's revered, and he certainly has an interesting past. But I think with entertainers, it's a little bit different. You look at their performance. With Tiger Woods, it depends more on how he's doing on the golf course and what his popularity is like.
But you mentioned Bill Clinton. He was a politician who came back.
I think some people with politicians are a little more critical because those people actually affect policy that affects our daily lives, where these entertainers and movie stars,
so
it's more fantasy. I think Weiner's going to have a hard time, but you know, he's a Democrat, so he might have a shot.
All right, well, I mean, he's almost tied for the Democratic nomination in these latest polls, so anything can happen. What do you think?
It's New York City, man. We don't care what you do in your private life.
Just I do.
Well, you're the rare Republican living in the city, my friend. Although I will say we haven't elected a Democrat in New York in like 20 years, but it's a great country, isn't it?
So you didn't answer my question. I mean, there is, you know, fooling around and all, and then there's, you know, emailing raunchy stuff.
Well, I will say this. I frankly really don't care what you do if I'm not your wife. Your wife should care. I really don't care. Just do a good job for the people. If he wants, you know, that's
and the wife apparently is on board with him running for mayor. Yeah. So, Peter, I mean, the message here, back to the Tiger Woods analogy, is that... you know, of course, his wife has moved on, but the point is that you can redeem yourself, you can move on. In Tiger Woods' case, it was starting to win again, starting to look strong again, and at least by these poll numbers, so for that matter, is the former congressman. What do you think?
Nike's brand is built around, you know, helping people on the playing field and saying you're going to be better at playing sports. And so when Tiger Woods is playing sports better, Nike's going to be more attracted to that brand. And similarly, a politician's brand is largely about what they do in office. And the choice for New Yorkers here with Anthony Weiner is going to be they're going to have to decide whether what he did was bad behavior or bad judgment.
You know, and I don't want to sound like a prude here because I'm not. On this stuff, but Jedediah, the way I draw the line with Julie on this is that this isn't about a philandering, you know, politician. Mm. It's a level of kind of creepiness.
Yes.
That just maybe for me, and believe me, I'm a Puritan on this stuff. It just sounds creepy, and I'm sorry that I can't get out of my mind that this guy was snapping images of himself.
Yes.
On the World Wide Web, and. Oh, sure, when we're young, it's fun. But I don't know. This is a man in his 40s doing this. I mean, stop.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, I don't need to personally trust Tiger Woods. But when it comes to politicians, I need to know
that if you
say...
Well, get over the idea of trusting a politician.
But, I mean, listen, if you say you're going to do something, I need to at least have some hope that you're actually going to do it, or I may as well, you know, toss the towel in altogether when it comes to politicians. So I think it is a little bit different. Yes, I do think Anthony Weiner went beyond the creepy point, not only because of what he did, but because he repeatedly lied about it. So there was deceit upon deceit upon deceit. Exactly.
Richard Nixon lied about other stuff.
Exactly. And
lie.
I'm not excusing.
And I don't, but apparently people do.
This isn't a left or right issue. I mean, politicians both sides of the aisle
I agree with that.
The media is more forgiving.
But Julie, here's what, it's not a left or right issue to me. It's a creepy issue to me. Mm-hmm. It's a grown man, you know, doing weird stuff on the internet, trying to hook up with women. On that level, it goes beyond the pale.
Would I want to date Anthony Weiner? I don't think I want to be.
You want this guy? Not as a woman here. Not as a accomplished and thinking panelist here. On that level, can you have someone like that representing you?
I will say this, and I truly believe this, and I believe this about Mark Sanford, who hiked the Appalachian Trail, and then the people decided he was good enough to come back. So my attitude is, if you're...
He hiked the Appalachian Trail.
If you're doing...
He didn't do this.
Well, he was flying down and, you know, do the Argentinian mambo, whatever they do down there. But I will say,
if he popped up in his underwear on the web, then I'd get all bets off.
You know what? I really don't care what
you don't care.
Just really, I know.
That's what I love about Democrats. None of this matters.
I'm very libertarian about this.
Barnyard animals, we're all for it. I mean,
if it's legal, barnyard animals not legal. But if it's legal, God bless. You
can
live your private life.
I just think that there is a level here that crosses the line with him. And I, again, I know I'm going to get the email from, you know, little Julie's friends. but I just it's weird. That's all I'm just
Neil
saying. Neil
Cavuto at epa.gov is the email.
You know, I mean, to some extent, maybe Anthony Weiner is the perfect mayor for New York. It's the look at me city, and he's a look at me candidate in so many ways. You know, and I love New York. You know, my wife's from there. It's a great city. But maybe what the city needs now is a narcissist, not a nanny.
We've had one for 8 years. Come on, narcissist. We had Giuliani before that.
Beyond narcissism.
There's
a difference between narcissism and just being gross, right?
He doesn't just love himself. He did a lot of stuff that's messed up.
Isn't it a big tourist attraction? In New York, the naked cowboy in Times Square. Don't people flock from all over the world to see a naked guy in a diaper walking around Times Square with a cowboy
hat?
Yeah, but he's
not
running
for
office. Family, but not. No.
I don't want that guy to run for office, though.
You know what? Here's my attitude. Do a good job for New York City, and I really don't care whose pictures you send. If it's legal, his wife doesn't care, not my business.
We're at a point where character does not matter at all. If that's not a factor in who we vote for at all, then I'm sad for this country. I'm sad.
I don't know, guys. This much I do know, that We'll never get a handle on this, because one way or the other, that guy will be elected New York's next mayor.
Agreed.
That's what I think is going to happen, which is why I'm running.